Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening there, good people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. May 8, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to give us a call in, 646-915-8680. Place where we can discuss all type of topics that knows what's going on in your world. As we tell you what's going on in our world, thanks to all of our sponsors, Rich430.com, Stick to a Fitness, Marisol Johnson, Insurance.com, Olive Coco Mag, ChoiceTaste.com. Got my man M Extra Money on the mic. What's happening, B?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, much,
man. What? How y'all doing tonight?
Ain't no y'all. It's just me and you for right now. I don't know where your man Mr. Righteous is at. I guess he's sleeping. Man, what? Your man might not have been allowed out tonight.
Yeah, that's old man shit.
His wife might have put him on punishment, you know? She might have called him doing something, talking about something he shouldn't have been, you know? Now you're on 24-hour lockdown, man. You never know. Got a couple things we can discuss tonight.
Yeah.
Got some old topics that we never got to. What'd you say?
I was about to say, yeah, what you got?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is, did you see the Mario Williams story about how he had his girlfriend for about 8 years, got engaged last February, bought her a 10-carat diamond ring for $750,000. She called off the engagement, but won't give him his ring back.
that's jail time, man. Not jail time, that's court time.
Yeah, they said it depends on which state that he got engaged.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's just forget the law, for example. Just forget the law. Are there stipulations of when you should and should not get the ring back, in your opinion?
Nope. I think that is a conditional ring. It's a conditional gift. Like, you would never get that gift unless you were intending to be married. So if you break off, it's like a contract. It's like a binding contract, you know what I mean? Like, I gave you that as a condition to get married. So if that is broken, then you give it back. Like, that's
all right. What if she catches you doing the bucky naked with another chick? You know? Does she have a right to keep the ring?
No. Because at the end of the day, we never fulfilled what that ring was intended for. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost, I compare it to like a contract to go into a job, and you use contracted to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know what I mean? For whatever reason, I brought in another contract. You can't get mad and be like, all right, well, because you brought in another contract behind my back, or you had somebody else do this other work, I no longer can have to fulfill the contract that I bought. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I think at that point, I think it's a binding thing. That's what I think. That ring is like a contract, basically. Like,
yeah,
like binding, like marriage.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine buying one. I love my wife more than anything in the world. Ain't no way in hell she's getting a $750,000 ring. It's just more stuff that we can do with that money. You know, it's just a ring that's going on her hand. She doesn't, it doesn't, it's, that ring has to be, it has to be uncomfortable to wear. It has to be like a Super Bowl ring where these dudes only wear it like once a year because it's so big and uncomfortable. Like a 10-carat diamond ring. Yo,
10-carat.
If I gave my wife a ring that was worth almost $1 million and she didn't give it back to me, I think it's okay to hit her at that point. I'm not above hitting women, but I think it's okay to shoot the ones with her, you know, or at least give her a good shove, you know. That's a $1 million.
I mean, it's a first of all, it's 10 carats. It's 10 carats, $750,000. Like, she could not have, like, what, I can understand why she wants to keep it, but she can't really feel like she has a right to it after she broke off the engagement. Like, she can't really feel like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe she feels like she didn't put in time and this is a payment for all the time that she put in, but that's not what the ring was given to her for. You know what I mean? The ring was an engagement ring specifically for him to ask her to marry him.
All right, we got Mr. Wright just finally showed up. I'm glad I was looking back on the homepage because I was really about to click off to go to another topic. Mr. Wright, what up?
What's going on?
Ain't much. Yo, you hear about me and M Extra on the line rapping about Mario Williams and him being stupid and not getting his 10-carat ring back. Did you hear about that story?
Mario Williams?
Yeah, the defensive end / bootleg linebacker for Buffalo Bills. He used to play for the Houston Texans.
He got himself
a $100 million contract in free agency. He's with his girl for 8 years. Bought her a $750,000 10-carat diamond ring last February for an engagement ring. She broke off the engagement, and now she's refusing to give him his ring back.
When
did he give it to her? Didn't say.
When he asked her to marry her, B.
Oh, but I'm just saying, because they got these dumb rules, man. Because if it's considered a gift, somehow, some way, she can fight it and not give it back. But does he want it back?
No, I'm talking about. Man, you're fucking right. He should want it back. $750,000 ring. Jay said, what's $50,000 to a guy like me? He ain't say $750,000.
First of all, I ain't spending $750,000. I don't care if I got it or not. $750,000 for a ring? Hell no. Man, that's way too much money. To be walking around with a $750,000 ring on your finger? Oh, my gosh. I'll be walking back. Shit, I'll punch her in the face. I'll be wanting it back ASAP, yo. I'll do everything in my power to try to get that drink back.
Yo, first of all, yo. Let's be honest, yo. This is Mario Williams talking about, yo. DN. Strong as shit. Like, literally, when she had, like, did that, I would have took the ring off her finger, yo. Like, since she said no. Like, since she said no, yo, I'm like, yo, I'm not playing, yo. You gonna give me the ring back. She said no again, yo. Like, I'm taking the ring off her finger. She had a broke finger,
huh?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, I don't have to break a finger, yo, but I could definitely grab her arm, yo, and get the ring off her finger, yo. Just take the little punches that she's gonna do with her off arm. Like, he's huge, yo. She can't be as big as him.
See, that's what gets me with these idiots, man. Because, I mean, you become this celebrity. Actor, actress, singer, rapper, sports, and you making all this stinking money, and you snatch up the first thing that's thrown at you. You think everything is all good in the hood, and then you want to be marrying these chicks. So you gotta be careful with these ones, because some of them are out just for, you know, for certain things. They just want you for the money. They don't want you for you, and these dudes don't care.
Well, to her credit, she's not good looking, and she's been with him for 8 years. I think that's longer than she's been in the league, than he's been in the league. So I think they've been together since college.
Oh. So he must have did something crazy for her to just, you know, want to break it off and then roll out and take the ring.
He's gay. I don't want to say that.
He is?
I'm sorry. Nah, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm about to say, he is? Damn, when that happened, I don't remember that one. Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. I would want it. What the hell? I would want it back.
Yeah.
I would want it back. Does he want it back? Does he say he want it back? Or is he just fighting over it?
Nah, he said he wants it back, yeah. He said it's his ring.
Oh, well, if she's not willing to give it up, they're gonna have to go to court. You have to go through it legally.
I mean, you are right though, man. I watch People's Court, yeah. And she did say that, like in certain states though, it's not a conditional thing. Like certain states makes the engagement ring a condition. So it's a condition upon you getting married, and then if you break that off, whoever breaks it off, but if you break it off, then the ring goes back to the original purchaser. But in some states, it's not seen that way. I don't know what state that is, but to me, I think it's all a conditional thing. Yeah, like you don't buy it as a gift, you know. You buy it with the intent to ask somebody to marry. So I don't understand where the gift part comes from.
I never understood that neither, because that's what I said. Like they say, you can't ask for that. Why not? Because you gave it to them as a gift. They say, especially if you give it to them on like Valentine's Day or Christmas, then they definitely say you can't get, because it's considered a gift. I'm like, but that don't mean no damn thing. Give my damn ring back. You don't want me? You can give back my money. I can go get that. I can go get my money back or some of it, because you know that after it leaves the store, the value goes down just a tad bit. I can get some of my daggone money back, but $750,000. That's a couple houses, man.
Yo, I tell you what.
Yo, he probably didn't even spend it. He's probably still paying on that.
Oh, man, down. Go ahead, Master.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, did he drop off?
I don't know
what just happened. Oh, I don't know either. It was just like a silence for a second, yo.
Yeah, I dropped the mic. My bad. Yo, I tell you what, yo, I'm married, yo. If me and my wife break up, I'm taking that fucking engagement ring back. That shit set me back, yo. Couldn't get my motorcycle because of that, yo. I don't care what the court said, yo. Court's going to have to send me a bill, yo. She ain't never getting that thing back, yo. And I'll be real nice to her. If I know we won't break up, I'm giving her the little, well, let's see if we can work it out. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to eat the cheeks, do whatever I can to get her nice and nice and high, and then I'm going to take that motherfucking ring and I'm out. She ain't never going to see it, yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, speaking of weddings, I saw an article that they're now stating that alimony will be based on length of marriage. Do y'all agree with that?
Alimony? I think this should be based off of several factors, actually.
No, you got to speak up, actually, yo. You got the Barry White voice on.
I said, I think it should be based off of various factors. You know what I mean? I don't think that you should just automatically get it based off of because you make less than your partner. But I also think that you do have a right to something. You know what I mean? So I think it should be a very fact, not just based off the length or both. I think it should be somewhere in the middle of the extreme. So the extreme would be basically like, so if I marry like Mariah Carey, then I need to be getting Mariah Carey money and type of alimony. You know what I mean? And because I didn't come in with that, right? But I think I should be able to use the fact that I was around her for, let's take 10 years to my credit to be like, God, I've been living this lifestyle for 10 years, so I should at least get something. But I'm not saying that I deserve $50,000 a month, you know what I mean? Because that's what I'm used to living like.
Right. Man, you know what? Man, just like that whole thing, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, yo, just to say if you, for some reason, before when you start out your empire and you make all this money, say you make $1 billion, whatever, then you find somebody that you settle down with. I think that you should do a prenup, and that prenup, when if something was to happen, it should start from, you should only get what you made from the day you got married. So if we got divorced, from that day we got married, whatever we made, that's what we split. Whatever I made before you, I'm not giving that up, because that wouldn't be fair, because you did all this groundwork, made all this money without that person. They come in a relationship, and then they can take half of that. Like, you wasn't even here for that. I don't think they should give up that much. They shouldn't give up that portion of what you made. But what you did after you got married, then I say you can split that up. But what you did before that, you ain't taking that. That's my dough. I made that. You wasn't around for that one.
Yeah.
That's just foul how they do it, yo. Because if I come, like you just said, you married Mariah Carey, you just come into the relationship, and we together for a year, and I said, oh, I don't want to be with her no more. I'm done. I could just split all her money. I could get some of her money, especially if I was on a prenup. I could get some of her money that she made when she was young. Oh, come on. That's just foul, y'all.
That's actually easy to prove, too, because you got to file taxes. So if you start with the fact that, like, when you first got married up until the point of divorce, not anything prior, and you just factor that income, I think that's definitely a good start.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, alimony is always a tough subject. I mean, like, I don't know. I guess that's the best I've heard from anybody, Mr. Righteous. I mean, because I'd feel bad if I made all this money. But then, you know what I mean? I just feel like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't give nobody no divorce if I'm rich, yo. We stuck together forever. I'm just going to deal with me cheating, yo. If I'm a billionaire and I'm like the Great Gatsby out here, yeah, you shouldn't be mad at me if I get some head from another girl. Now, if I give you a disease, you got every right for some money, yo. But if I just get some neck, you feel like you want to be Hasa Diddy and try to hold something against me when you ain't got to pay for nothing and I get some cheeks from somebody else, I shouldn't get divorced, yo. Because, yeah, when you rich, like, it's a different world. Think about it. Like, it's a different world. Like, we're all men. If our wives left us today, in a month we'd be back in the game just because of the people we are. We'd be back in the game. We'd probably have another chick, blah, blah, blah. If we're rich and powerful, there are women throwing it at me throwing at us every single day. Now, I can understand if, you know what I mean, your wife's doing everything for you, like, I don't know. I just wouldn't get divorced. That'd just be my whole subject. I tell you, you ain't never getting a divorce, yo. You're going to get this little $2,000 check a month, and the courts can't say nothing because we're still together.
Oh, man, yo, that's crazy, yo. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's just one of those things. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, yo, it's nowhere near fair, man, because, I mean, I can understand if they was around from, like how the whole Dwayne Wade situation is about to play out, like, his ex-wife wants, you know, a bunch of money, and, you know, she actually wants money from Gabrielle Union for the whole homewrecker type situation, but I can understand that because she was with him when he was broke. He didn't have nothing, you know what I'm saying? She was taking care of the kids while he, you know, getting his career on the road and all that good stuff, but I can understand that, but when you came into the situation when I was already established and then you want to leave, now you get to take everything I made, everything I've owned, nah, man, I'm not feeling that. Imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, you know. I'm not feeling that at all.
Yeah. I just got a caller from the Baltimore area, code 443. What's happening? You live on the off ramp.
What's going on? What's going on, man?
Hello? Dude, G?
It's just that dude they call AG, man.
Oh, AG. What you think of alimony being based on length of marriage? Yo? You think women should get what you got, you know, if you've been married longer, yo?
That's tough right there. I mean, I guess it deserves something. It depends on if it go both ways, though. I mean, what is she making the big bucks? Do I get alimony, man?
I think so, B. I think it goes both ways, yeah.
I mean, as long as they play it 50-50, I mean, as long as I get mine, I wouldn't have a problem with frozen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, buddy. So another topic, y'all, go ahead and get it discussed, man. So, y'all, have y'all been watching the playoff show? The light-skinned backcourt of Golden State, y'all. These kids are exciting to watch.
Yeah, they are punishing what's the name right now, yo.
They should definitely probably be up 2-0 right now if they don't blow a 14-point lead with 4 minutes left.
Yeah. Yeah, ridiculous, yo. Definitely ridiculous. These dudes,
yeah. Yeah, kick that reminds me of myself, yo.
Why is that, sir?
You got the green light out there, you know? You got the green light out there.
Hibachi.
Oh, man, you used to be a skinny light-skinned dude, huh?
Yeah, I used to be, yo. You know, steroids in the chicken, yo. That's what I blame, yo. I should be able to sue the chicken people, you know.
I think I've seen footage of you, Mr. Gunner, playing b-ball as a young kid, man.
Oh, yeah, I was nice, yo. I got all types of trophies, y'all. I lost most of them in the Great Fire of Old Court, but I still got some left.
Did you show them the coaches' fights, y'all? Those are hilarious.
I know. Did I ever show you the fight of when my dad beat up the other coach?
Yeah, that was the one we watched when your dad got mad in the cage, yo. That was the one I watched.
Yeah, I'm
oh, man.
I had to live with that, yo.
You had the green light out there,
though.
Yeah, I was killing out there.
Definitely killing. But yeah, let me get into another quick shot subject. We got 10 minutes left. M. Extra Money. I'm going to direct this at you because you ain't spoken a minute. Yo, there was an article about Jason Collins, you know, the first gay basketball athlete who's not really on the basketball team right now. They said that his fiance, because he was engaged at the time that he came out, he's been engaged for, I want to believe
years.
The article said 6, huh?
They said 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she supports him and wasn't mad at him. Does that shock you?
Not really. I mean, I think that, again, I think it's kind of a process of, you know what I mean, him living the NBA lifestyle, trying to fit in. You know what I mean, you got brothers, fellas, and the same thing. Naturally, I think he just was either scared or didn't know how to approach the situation. So I think, you know what I mean, it's natural for him to try to figure out if it's really what he's really feeling or, you know what I'm saying, while he's figuring out who he really is, I think. And that's the struggle of somebody that's gay, in my opinion, would be that to just try to see if it's really, you know what I mean, that's the feelings that they're really feeling or if it's not. So they try a girl and see if it is, and if it's not. Because, I mean, how can you be, like, everybody, like, I ask myself, you know what I mean, how can you have kids and stuff and then realize after you've had kids and been in the marriage that you're actually gay? And I think it's that initial just maybe that they didn't believe that they had these type of feelings. So they try to, you know what I mean, do the what they thought was the norm first, and then, you know what I mean, you end up...
No, I'm not talking about that. I understand that subject. We get on that later, but I'm saying, are you shocked that his fiance is okay with finding out that her fiance was gay?
Oh. Hey, I'm shocked. Yeah, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, I'm shocked, yo.
I think that was just a nice thing to say, yo. Like somebody must have offered her a book deal or something, yo. Ain't no way she's not hot, yo.
Hey, what you got?
What's that?
I said, what you got, yo? You shocked that Jason Collins' fiance was okay with him being gay?
Yeah, I don't think she was shocked. Yeah, I think she knew, like, the world knew. Yeah, I always thought the kid was gay, man.
So do you think she was in it for the money?
I think she probably was in it for the money, so she stuck around. Like, yo, she was engaged for 8 years. I don't know about you. I don't know no chick that's going to be engaged for 8 years and be okay with it. It'd be one thing if he didn't have money, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we can't do the wedding yet, blah, blah, blah. Not saying he's LeBron or making that AI type of money when the time he was in his prime. But he's still an NBA ball player. 8 years? He already knew that dude was gay.
Mr. Righteous, what
man.
You got?
Yeah, that's
the same thing I was going to say, y'all. I think she already knew. Cause you know, some women out there, they can tell, man, by the actions of some dudes when they're a little off and not, you know, and just a little different. Like, he's doing stuff that normal manly men don't do or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, when you look at him, you look
gay. I kind of think she knew. She was just going along with it. Because I can honestly say it's probably some cats out there that are on the other side that probably pay, especially the dudes in the law, like probably pay women to be their women so that way they won't be outed, so the way they look like they're not. So I think after a while she probably knew, so he was trying to just hitting her off for a couple of hours. So she just made it seem like she was shocked when he came out, but he really wasn't. She really wasn't, you know, so.
Wasn't appalled at all.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. How can dudes, why would dudes pay a girl to be their fiance? I figured if you gay, why not just get yourself a hooker for a night and be like, yeah, I'll give you $1,000 to walk around with me and hang out.
You know what I mean? And you go about your business. You act like you're single. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why do you have to go as far as having a fiance? Like,
you had to put on that persona, man. You had the that image that he was trying to obtain, you know, being in the NBA. I think
if you're acting like you boning a bunch of different broads, that's more of the actual image of the NBA than having a fiance. Half of these dudes ain't really mad.
Anyway, basically what I'm saying is he didn't want them to know that he was like no homo to dingling, yo. That's what he wanted, yo. But he didn't want them to know this, right?
So why go as far? I guess that's my problem. Why go as far as getting engaged, and why not just act like you boning a bunch of different chicks?
I mean, you probably proved it to his family, though.
Hold on, Mr. Righteous. Let M Extra get in. He ain't said nothing in a minute.
I'm just saying, you had to make a purchase for a ring and everything. Like, yeah, that's not something that you could do. You could fake, you know what I mean? You could pull the whole Magic Johnson joint down. You could wear just bone the chicks in the back of the locker room, to, you know what I mean, in front of people. Like, you could do a whole lot to try to, like, you know what I mean? Hide it. You don't got to get engaged.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Righteous.
No, I was just saying maybe he's just doing the whole spill just to, you know, show his family that, you know, he wasn't rocking with the...
And then one other thing is, of course, if he don't have a fiance or something, they're going to be wondering why this dude ain't doing this on the road when they go here, go there. If the man said he got a fiance, maybe they won't question the man, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not true, yo, because we've all done our dirt by our lonely. Like, there's a lot of stories that a lot of us don't know about each other because, you know, when you single and you living that life, there's some things you just don't want folk to know. I'm just surprised that she said she was shocked. I mean, I think she should be put out there as a gold digger, yo. I think somebody needs to do a follow up on that story. Like, hold on, yo, you've been getting engaged for 8 years. I know my chick was pressing me to get engaged, and I was only with her for a year.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I don't think she's shocked, yo. Like, nobody on here would let their girl gonna let them be engaged for 8 years. It just ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Yeah, that's tough.
Engaged. That's a long time to be engaged. So, like, yeah. I mean, I think she should be outed as a gold digger, yo. Somebody need to do a story on that, yo. Because you got to know if he's holding a dude, if he's a real man or not, yo. Because the dude... Go ahead.
She couldn't have been a true gold digger because he wasn't getting broken. He wasn't getting no bread. He wasn't making no bread like that.
Yeah, he was in the NBA for how long?
Vince, I'm not saying he's LeBron, but Vince, he's real comfortable, son. He's real
comfortable. I'm sure he's comfortable, but I'm just saying, like he probably wasn't getting bred to be, you know, on the gold digger status where, you know, wherever he go, they was looking for him.
Yeah, no, he's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The definition of a gold digger is a chick that stick around, you know what I mean, for the money, and that's basically what she's doing, in my opinion. I see that's what Gunner's trying to say, and I kind of agree with him to a certain extent, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, well.
I would say, I'm wondering, Vincent, what type of money you think this kid Jason Collins got? He's a multi-millionaire.
Like,
I don't know what the dude's like. I never even heard of the dude until just now when he talked about
he came out. Are you serious?
Yeah, I never heard of that cat before. Yo.
Yeah, I mean, I had problems with him and his brother coming out of college. That's why I say this didn't shock me because he's always looked gay. I think when he shook David Stern hand on the stage, he was gay.
That's how confident you are. Yeah.
Oh yes, look at him, son. Listen. Well, any one of you guys shot Gunner or Melwan, I'm sure you guys, because I know Vincent said he didn't know who he was. I know you guys probably knew. Were you shocked?
Hey, Towson University with a big three.
Yeah, I was shocked, man. I knew it was coming eventually. It's going to come because, I mean, soon as dude Kerry Rose is going to eventually, well, he already out, man. He already got pictures of himself kissing
somebody
on his forehead and everything, yo.
Yo, it's been real, fellas, until tomorrow night.
no made up nigga. I'm straight up nigga, still in the projects where I came up.